This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh. That sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sicanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Friday. Sports Bros here. Rob, that's me.
Sada.
Big Sook right over there. Look at him. Look at him.
Only you.
Look at him.
Only you.
I don't think I could eat beaver.
We also have Ryan Buckley here.
Who's in charge of your penis.
He's sweating out some college baseball bets, I'm guessing.
No, we're not sweating anything
yet. He
looks
nervous right now.
No.
The Beavers just about underway in their first game in the tournament.
Hmm. We were talking about traffic out there in the general direction out there, 217. The Jollibee, the chicken chain, opened up there, and I guess people are saying that it's just...
Jollibee.
It's a Filipino chicken place, and apparently it's causing massive problems out Cornell and 85th, like Tannisborn.
185th.
Or 185th, yeah. I guess it's just, it's wall to wall as people are trying to get Filipino chicken. And I love when a fast food place opens up and then it just grinds traffic to a halt. I guess people were camping out for like a day and a half. They were offering... I think it was like to the first handful of people, you got free chicken for a year.
Okay. Well, if there's something like that, I understand it slightly more, but the whole, like, it just got there. I need to wait in line for hours to get it. Why? It's going to be there.
I don't know. But every time one of these like new chains, whether it's like an In-N-Out or like a Shake Shack, and now this is the first Jollibee, apparently are so like, and it's good. They have it up in Canada. I've been to it a bunch of times. It's a delightful chicken. But it is chicken, as you like to say.
It blows me away how crazy people go over an effing chicken sandwich that costs like $8.
These are more like chicken nuggies.
God.
They have spaghetti as well.
You know what's across the street from that place? Victorico's.
Yeah.
Did you know that? There's a Victorico's right over there.
Well, if you're trying to get to Victorico's right now, good luck, because you got to fight through the chicken. You got to fight through the Filipino chicken.
Or if Burger King suits you, there's a Burger King right there.
Now, if you're a Burger King, are you just pissed? Because now, like, imagine you're just trying to go get yourself a Whopper, right? You're like, hey, you know, I'm feeling a Whopper. I don't know whoever wants a Whopper, but, you know. Is Burger King still a thing?
Who goes
to Burger King?
You know, Meatball and Goodwood.
Does he like
T-Pain it? T-Pain and Goodwood.
Does he like it his way?
You know, we had our caravan from Kansas to Oregon recently.
Yeah.
And we were at a hotel one night. I think this was the night we were in Boise.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Burger King across the street, and they shamefully walked over there.
They had no choice.
And that's exactly what they said. They were like, look, Because, I mean, I didn't want to eat. I was just drinking. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I didn't want it.
You drink the calories.
Yeah, and they both looked at each other. They were like, we have no choice, do we?
Chicken fries, let's go.
And they went over there and had shameful amounts of Burger King.
But, you know, you're trying to get yourself a Whopper, and you're driving by, and all of a sudden you just see 1,000 people crammed in that area. You're like, I'm out of here. I bet
there are other places to get a Whopper.
I'm just saying, I'm guessing that for the Burger King people or whatever, I'm guessing that's a bummer now that the Jollibee's in town. Everyone's, you're siphoning away customers, and no one wants to go to that area. And someone said, I live right over there. I'm avoiding that area like crazy.
But he also said it's not that great. Exactly.
I just looked up their Jolly Spaghetti, and that, no offense.
Well, it's a, it's
spaghetti?
Yeah. So
fried chicken and spaghetti.
What?
Well, it's Filipino spaghetti. So it's like,
but it looks like they just took like fresh boiled noodles and poured some like ragu on there along with some sliced or some grated cheddar cheese.
Can I get this?
Cheddar cheese.
Can we get this cheddar?
Yes.
What?
Yeah. Look up the Jolly Spaghetti.
We need to get this straight. You're talking about freaking fast food spaghetti with cheddar cheese on it, and people are lined up outside for this crap?
Mostly for the chicken, but they also have the Jolly
God.
Spaghetti. It is known for the chicken, but yes, they do. It's a sweeter, it's not your normal spaghetti.
It's like
ketchup. It's a sweet, I don't know.
Dude. Get out of here with Jollibee.
You've never even had it.
No, I haven't. It's just, I know exactly what it, and it might be good. I'm not saying it's not good. I'm just saying it blows me away how people go absolutely crazy and out of their way to stand in line and wait for something as mid as that.
Yeah.
There is no way it is that good. There's just, it is impossible. It's science.
I will say they make a strong bird, but yes, would I ever wait in line?
Well, again, a lot of people make a strong bird,
yes.
And even the strongest of birds is pretty mid. It's chicken.
It is chicken.
God.
Well, apparently, there were people literally camped out for over 24 hours to try to be one of the first 50 people.
Loser. Every one of those persons is a loser.
It does seem a bit.
You're a loser. And I don't care who you are. And you may be yelling at your radio right now. You're a loser.
What if it meant free chicken?
For how long?
I think they said it was chicken for a year. And I don't know how much chicken that is.
I get it. I get that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it, but no. I get why someone would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
not a loser if it's free chicken for a year. Yeah. Just clarifying.
Imagine, though, that if you were in line for like 12 hours and you found out you were the 51st customer and you didn't get free chicken for a year.
You're a loser.
But if you get free chicken for a year from a place like Jolly Wops or whatever.
Jollibee.
Are you really, like, how much chicken are you really going to use?
And that's my question, is how much.
And when do you get sick of it to the point where it's like, I don't even care that it's free, I'm not eating that.
Yeah, I don't know. And what is the definition of, I'm guessing there's a limit. You don't get to go back and get chicken every day. I'm assuming it's chicken once a week for 52 weeks.
Oh, well, then that.
Maybe it's chicken once a day.
There's no way. That's not the way that works. When you get the Rice-A-Roni, remember when they used to give out a year's supply of Rice-A-Roni? It was usually just like 52 boxes of Rice-A-Roni. So I'm guessing you get like a $25 Jollibee gift card. You know, you get 52 of them. And you can go get chicken and spaghetti once a week.
All right. Well.
Sounds delightful.
Sounds disgusting.
I've only had it up in Vancouver.
I mean, when's the last time you had spaghetti?
Well,
don't tell me you went to like old spaghetti factory in Italy.
No, but we did have. You know what? All my time, I don't know if I had.
Did they have chilies?
They don't really have spaghetti. Over
no,
there.
They. I did not have a.
It's not a thing.
They have spaghetti bolognese, but I don't think we ever had it. I had a lot of lasagna. You know, the last time I had spaghetti and. This is hand of God. The BTJ made me wait in line for Mom's Spaghetti in Detroit like 2 years ago.
What's that?
It's Eminem's Spaghetti Place.
Oh. Based off of the rap lyric.
Yes.
From
Vomit on My Sweater, Mom's Spaghetti. And it's a little, it's a window. It's not even a restaurant. If you go to Detroit, like the downtown area, the hockey arena and the basketball arena, one, and then it's like, the baseball stadium and the football stadium are all right there. It's a little triangle, and then there's a casino. So it's kind of a cool entertainment district. And there's like a restaurant, and inside that restaurant, there's a window. and it's Mom's Spaghetti. It's Eminem's spaghetti place. And so my gal loved, BTJ loves Eminem. And we had to wait in line. And it got, the line was so big and it was freezing ass cold. They had to bend the line into an alley because it was blocking off one of the theaters that were there. And we waited in line for probably 45 minutes. And I was just like, shut up. Don't ruin this. She really wants to go. And it was the worst spaghetti I've ever had in my entire life. It's not, it's, and that is their like bit is it's, they admit it's bad spaghetti. I think their slogan
is, mom made it.
Their spaghetti is, it's something like, just like mom used to open. Cause it's meant to be like
out of a can, like out of a spaghetti style.
Well,
something.
He grew up poor.
Right.
It's like Ragu spaghetti and it comes in a little Chinese box and then you get like a piece of bread with it. And then like the meatballs are, they're like Chef Boyardee meatballs. And people wait in line forever simply because it's M&M's. And I guess once in a while, like he'll work the window like once a year. And then people like the BTJ go to Detroit and are like, oh my God, we have to go to M&M's spaghetti place.
And I bet he's printing money on it.
Oh, the line, every day we were there and we walked by it, line around the corner.
Spaghetti.
I think that was the last time that I actually had
I feel like
spaghetti.
Spaghetti's kid food.
Well, it's just, why? Why would you have, there's no, because if you go to a place that has spaghetti, there's
what?
Much better options.
Yeah, even the old Spaghetti Factory.
You don't get spaghetti.
You don't get spaghetti.
We just went to Old Spaghetti Factory for Mother's Day with the in-laws. Nobody got spaghetti.
No.
Chicky Parm Parm, maybe?
Yeah, they have a Chicky Parm there. Yeah.
I think I had like the, I don't know, I had
I'll
like Marsala, something like that.
Listen, I'm a food snob. That's pretty obvious. But Old Spaghetti Factory, it's not bad.
I had never been really and it was solid.
It's, yeah, it is not. A bad place.
My buddy claims, and I agree with him, the most underrated bar in all of Portland is where we used to work. Right next to us was the Old Spaghetti Factory and the bar upstairs.
Oh.
And that waterfront, that's the most underrated bar in Portland.
Oh,
that's a cool little bar.
It is a cool little bar.
Yeah.
I don't know about most underrated in Portland.
Well, no one, you would never go to the Old Spaghetti Factory to drink, and I'm telling you.
I know
that
the problem,
bar upstairs is cool.
It's and cool.
The view?
It's a cool setting, but the problem there is you get Timmy from McMinnville High School bartending. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I don't
think he can work at the high school.
But you know what I mean. You're not getting
maybe from Mount Hood Community College.
You're not getting the finest of
no.
Of
no. But it's shockingly nice up there.
Of barman.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we blew a segment.
Yeah,
will it cost if you want to watch every NFL game next season? I have that number for you. And then we'll talk to Joey Harrington here on The Fan. All right, we will talk to our friend Joey Harrington, who is back with us today in 10 minutes about Lord knows what.
Something.
Saw a graphic of what NFL fans will spend to watch all 18 games for their team next season.
Yeah.
Because, you know, games are on...
Yeah, they're all spread out.
Yeah, so you got Sunday Ticket, you've got Peacock, YouTube TV, Netflix, Prime, ESPN Plus, or NFL Network, and even, you know, it even puts taxes and fees in here.
True.
You know what the number is?
I bet you it's a lot. But who's watching every single NFL game?
Like, well, no, it's like all 18 for their team.
Oh, for their team.
Just for your team, all 18 of your team's games.
A lot of people are doing.
Yeah, are some teams are more than others? Yeah, because they're on prime time.
Yeah, this I think is the most extreme example.
Okay.
There's probably some crappy teams that aren't. Well, no, doesn't every team have to play primetime games?
Yeah, I think
Thursday or Monday.
No, in fact, I think there's two teams. I think
there's three this year that are not playing a primetime game. It's the Saints, the Titans, and the Browns.
Yeah, they don't have a primetime game. So for them, you know, maybe just a little nice local broadcast. I mean, it's going to be a couple hundred bucks, easy.
A couple hundred?
Yeah, I'd say like $800-$900 maybe.
The total. Is NFL fans will spend $1,515.40 to watch all 18 games the next season. Now, you would need to pay $522 for Sunday Ticket. Mm-hmm. That seems high. Is that what Sunday Ticket is going for now?
I don't know. I haven't had Sunday Ticket in forever, but
I haven't either.
I used to do, and I don't think they do anymore. They just tell you to leave. But when you had DirecTV, you could always call and threaten to change services, and they would just give you the Sunday ticket for free. But now I think they're like, cool, bye.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't even care anymore?
I don't think they even care anymore. They're like, and it's, and now Sunday ticket isn't on DirecTV anymore, so.
YouTube TV, $563.88. So that depends on your package level. Yeah. But, I mean, I think I pay maybe $80 a month for YouTube TV.
Yeah.
Peacock, $13.99.
So with the NFL Sunday Ticket, that's separate from you, because it's on YouTube TV now, but is it like...
No, it's separate.
It's separate. So yeah. It's like DirecTV, where if you had DirecTV, you still had to pay a couple $100 for the Sunday Ticket.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly the same. Netflix, $22.99. Amazon Prime, $90. ESPN Plus, $105. And taxes and fees, $197.66, which gets you to a total of $1,515.40.
That's
a lot.
That's a lot of money.
That's crazy. You know, the olds are here, mm-hmm. as you know.
Absolutely.
Ma and Pa Rop. And, you know, Ma, she's big on her news. Mm-hmm. She likes to watch the news.
Of course she does.
And
does she get mad at the news?
I don't think so.
I like when olds watch the news and then they get livid and then they have to rant about the news for an hour or two afterwards.
She's big into the news. She's got to watch her news daily. And she's really having a hard time figuring out that it's 2 hours earlier here. So that throws her off. But she said to me that she goes, I just absolutely hate this streaming stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you watch one channel. What is the difference? And I thought about it, and I just was like, man, that's a prime example. And, you know, look, I get it. She's old. Yeah. She's in her 80s, and it's the comfort of having the guide and just what she knows with the remote and everything.
Yeah.
But there is no difference between a guide on cable and a guide on YouTube TV. It's the exact same thing. As a matter of fact, the interface on YouTube TV is actually better.
Do not ask someone of her advanced years to learn a new skill.
I know.
Stop it.
And she's had to. And she's doing great at it, sort of.
Yeah.
But it's she was lamenting streaming, and I'm just like, is it streaming or is it just you know?
Again, it's a comfort. I will say that you got to admit it was a much better time when everything was under one umbrella and you didn't have to switch from app to app to find whatever it is.
I don't mind it because I really didn't watch a ton of TV. I didn't scroll.
Oh.
I just never.
I did a lot of scrolling, and as a parent, I find it infuriating to have to remember which kid's show is on which streaming app.
Yes.
It's terrible.
I contend it sucks.
What's the best streaming app for kids?
Netflix has a lot of good content.
Disney Plus.
I thought maybe Disney Plus.
Disney Plus has all the movies, so that's big time. But if shows, probably Netflix, maybe Paramount.
Tell you what, you know who's struggling right now, in my opinion? HBO Max.
Really? Mm.
I don't find a lot of good stuff on there right now.
Really?
And that used to be my favorite one.
Well, I love HBO.
See, I think, well, I do too, but I'm just saying, like, Max.
Right now, they don't
right
have
now?
Something. Well, The Rehearsal was pretty damn good, but that's another thing.
The Last of
Apple
Us.
Apple TV is doing some good stuff right
the
now.
The Last of Us is big. The Apple TV in my power rankings has really, I'd say the last year and a half, Apple TV.
It's doing good.
I used to dismiss Apple TV.
Their hit rate is really good now. It seems like most of the original stuff they turn out is pretty solid.
Yes.
Yeah. Friends and Neighbors, I absolutely love. Severance, I liked it. There was certainly a buzz. I thought Shrinking was the best show on TV.
The studio was good.
The studio is amazing. The studio is the closest thing I've come to having my Curb Your Enthusiasm. It is a more serious Curb Your Enthusiasm. That level of cringe is incredible. Love it. Yeah, Apple TV, hats off. Hats off to it. I'd say the one that I watch that I'm not watching as much is Netflix.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I find myself away from Netflix more than I used to, and then Prime is whatever. I just have the only reason I have Amazon Prime is because I have Amazon Prime.
Prime and Hulu have fallen
behind, and I don't have Hulu. I don't have any. That's gone, and Amazon would be, except it comes. If they said I have to pay $3 extra with my Amazon Prime a month, I'd be like, get out of here. I don't need that crap.
Well, anyway, it's going to cost you a lot to watch your NFL teams next year. Sorry about that.
Yeah. As someone said, I'll pay $0 with my jailbroken Fire Stick. There are ways around this, we've talked about.
Plenty.
I'm surprised more people haven't. Is it just the nature of it's, you know, they think it's illegal? Because it really isn't.
I think it's just people don't know how to go about it.
I'm telling you. Once you do,
it's not that hard.
You won't go back.
No. It's just.
It's the best.
Yeah, it's just. Well, I do think some people just don't want to.
Yeah.
They just are by the book.
Yeah. I have people ask me about mine, and you would think that you're doing like a massive Coke deal. They're like, is it?
Do I need to wear a mask?
And then I'll show them. I'm like, dude, you find it. You just Google it. They're everywhere. And I'm like, well, what happens if they, you know, if they come for you? I'm like, that doesn't happen. Like, and they're like, is everything? And I'm like, yeah, all the movies, all the pay-per-view, every sport, every game. And like, even the ones that get excited about it still ultimately don't pull the trigger on it. They think it's too, I really do think it's to them, the cost, it's too good to be true. They don't believe that for like $250, you never have to pay for something again. They can't process it.
All right. We have to go because Joey Harrington is standing by.
A triumphant return.
You may remember him. He is our friend.
What?
Of Oregon Duck fame. He was a quarterback at one time. Mm-hmm. And now he's just handsome and retired.
He is. That hair. That's on point.
What?
Bothers me now when I see him with a shaved head in those old photos. What were you doing?
I saw him in an ad campaign recently. Yeah. Oh. He was. They're doing another Portland's Great ad campaign.
Sure.
And he was on there.
Yeah.
He's like quintessential.
I saw that too.
Mr. Portland.
Because like for a long time when he played, he always had that like buzz cut. Dude, that hair is so good. Why would you ever cut that? It offends me as a bald person.
Well, he hasn't cut it.
I know. But he used to run
Suits the... Suits offended that he used to wear it short because it's
a great. He used to shave his head. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, that hair was available your whole life and you chose to go with the buzz cut?
Let's talk to Jay Joseph coming up next. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
Here he is, having the time of his life, Jay Joseph Harrington, for story time. Fresh off vacation, I'm told. Is that correct?
You know, sometimes you need a vacation from your vacation. Mm-hmm. It was one of those things where it was like, hey, let's, you know, we don't have any soccer. Let's get out of town for the weekend. And then it was like, oh, my God, we're trying to coordinate everything and everybody, and you just end up running yourself ragged. But, yes, it was nice to, you know, leave the town for a few minutes.
Where'd you go?
Black Butte.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah, sometimes vacation can be more tiring than just leading your day-to-day life.
Especially when you're the leader, Jay Joseph. Yeah.
Now, do you lead the vacation, or is that a Mrs. Harrington leads the vacation?
You know, I think we take turns, I think, based on, not like your turn, my turn, but where are we going? You know, who's kind of planning? What type of trip? Is it just a quick trip? Is it, you know, are we involving family or other friends? It just kind of, you know, falls into place, but we both take on those type of roles. Interestingly, though, I had you guys come up in conversation a couple times in the last week, but over that vacation. And you may or may not want to hear this story on air, but you know what? I'm going straight for it.
Let's get it.
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
So I ran into, and so I'm not going to use names.
Okay. They've been changed to protect the innocent.
And yes, this is Michael J. We've only using his last initial to protect his anonymity. I had a mother tell me, jokingly, or maybe not, when you talk to Sook next, tell him to stop using the B word.
Ooh.
I was like, what are you talking about? He said, because Dad was driving home with with kids in the car, and you called somebody or something a bitch.
Yeah.
And so
unbelievable.
And so the kindergartner comes in from the car and they sit down at the dinner table and he looks at his sister and goes, hey, you're a freaking bitch.
Oh my God.
Whoops.
And so he says, where did you hear that from? And the dad is just like, oh my God. No sooner did they get into the car the next time, he hit the button to turn the radio on, and it was the first word that came out.
Sook, you're unbelievable. Why do you do this?
Here's the thing. Like, I am guilty of that, but the king of that word is sitting across from me, and that's the weirdest thing. Is
she said, "Tell Sue
yes,
and this not say the B word."
And look, I am owning up to my fair share of the B word, but what are the odds you turn into the station and you hear someone use the word bitch, and it's not you? That's like Rob's favorite word. We have so the fact that it was me and back to back, that's like when the pitcher hits a home run. That's like, that is not what's supposed to happen. No, this Isaac Rupp is the power hitter.
There's some deflecting going on here, Joey. I'll try to have a talk with him.
Laughing because I'm picturing this kindergartner walking into the house with a big old smug look on his face, sitting down at the table and looking at his older sister and saying, you're a freaking bitch.
Look, you learn it somewhere.
You learn.
Okay?
Yeah. It's,
you know what I'm saying?
You know, it's the internet now and it's music and,
don't blame us.
Yeah. It's,
blame the world.
Yeah. Blame the world. Blame the world.
Yeah. It's bad out there. Wow. What was the other one?
Let's see. Oh yeah. Apparently we've got some potential roof damage. Was looking at it with the contractor the other day, and I think the gutters may have been installed incorrectly at some point. We, you know, there's water's backing up underneath and now dripping out from under the soffit kind of thing. And we're looking at it. And I was like, oh boy, this isn't going to be fun, is it? He's like, no, we could come at it from this way, but probably the best way is to, you know, start demoing under the soffit there and just look and see how far up it goes. I was like, oh God. And he paused for a second and he said, you might want to have Isaac and Sook up your pay rate because this one might get expensive.
Oh, nice.
As someone that is currently looking at having to do a new roof, let me tell you, it's depressing. I got like in the next, you know, 6 months to a year, I got to redo my roof. And I don't know if you've been in the roof game, but I had an idea of what a roof cost. Wrong. Wrong. It was like shopping for beef jerky. It's an alarming number.
Yeah, we did the roof a while ago, and not a while, so call it maybe seven to 10 years ago. Yeah. And then we had the gutters that went, we redid that, and I think that's, so then like it's backing up underneath. So it's not the actual roof, which actually may be worse. I don't know, because now we may have some rot and all that fun stuff. So the third one is I met this wonderful woman named Judy last night at an Oregon Club event down in Salem. I was emceeing for a little thing with Dan Lanning, and Judy apparently listens every Friday, and she will sit in her driveway and finish the segment because she's driving home from school. And I was like, that is really wonderful. So I'd tell Judy hello. Hello. She said that yesterday.
That's cool.
Shout out to Judy.
What's up, Judy? Judy
sounds like a great lady.
Mm-hmm. Now don't call her the B.
Now we're not going to say that B word.
Nope.
That's going to be just a great lady.
How's our man Dan Lanning this time of year?
How is he?
Yeah. Tan, rested, stressed.
No, I would.
Is he ever rested?
I don't think he is.
Like, you couldn't pay me enough to be a. I mean, that's probably not true, but that's the impression. Because you see, like, all the college coaches, when they're in season, like, that's the good stuff, right? That's sure. They're burning the candle at both ends, but. It's football. It's what you love. It's scheming somebody up. It's having a payoff on Saturday where you see how well you prepared. And this part of the year with recruiting and it's become not just recruiting of high school players, but now it's recruiting of your own players, and it's recruiting of players from other schools. And it's recruiting of donors, which is, you know, last night there was a fundraising event. I mean, guys like Dan are literally just, they're on. Yeah. They're on all time. And I asked him, I was like, when are you going to get a break? He said, July. Mm. Like and that's what the off season looks like for college coaches now. And you know, that's not that anybody needs to feel sorry, for the guys. I mean, they chose the profession and know what they're getting into, but it has changed significantly in the last, transfer portal and NIL, where, their off seasons have significantly changed because what they are required to do to keep their program afloat has significantly changed.
Yeah. And I know, like, it's genuine, right? You like kids, like you're recruiting, but the idea of having to placate 18 and 17 year old kids and
jump in pools.
Yeah,
I honestly
don't care the money. I mean, I think I'm incapable of doing it. I think I would be. I think I'd be bad at it. I don't think I have a good enough poker face to hide my emotions.
Disdain.
Yeah, my disdain for that stuff. And you really do, like, when you're a coach like that. I mean, I'd say 70% of the battle is being able to read kids and connect with them, and it's I don't know. It's picking someone up. It's being able to convince someone that this is the environment you want to be in. And I think that's got to be tough when you're dealing with the whims and everything that goes on with today's athletes.
Sure. That is with today's athletes. I mean, there's one thing to recruit a high school kid. You know, what's our free date. 10 years ago, when did NIL start? 5 years ago?
NIL is just a handful of years. We've only been into it for a few years.
Let's call it pre-2020.
Yeah.
Okay. Your recruiting is just building a relationship.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like trying to make a sale. You don't walk in the door and say, hey, you want to buy some widgets? It's spending time getting to know the person, the family, and that's not so bad. Now, sure, I always said that I wouldn't want my family's well-being to be tied to the decisions of a 19, 20, 21 year old male. I mean, that's a whole nother thing. But now we're to the point where you know, some of the coaches were telling me that they will go, it's now legal to go into other teams' facilities to recruit players that are transferring. So being in the way, I was hearing from one of the coaches about being in Michigan, this is a couple of years ago, about being in Michigan State's recruiting, or in the Michigan State's weight room, recruiting a player who is going to be transferring. Like, and then at the same time that you're in somebody else's facility, you have to recruit the player who already exists in your facility, who is, you're trying to make sure they stay. And at the same time, you're trying to bring in, convince this, like you said, this 17-year-old kid that you need to jump in a pool with because he wants to make an Instagram reel about it. Like, the, now, like, I, the transferring and the payment has added such an, a burden to these coaches, where it's not just building a relationship and saying, hey, you know, mom and dad, I want to take care of your kid for 4 or 5 years. Like, trust me that I'm going to do right by him. It has completely changed the game to where there's never a moment when you can sit down and feel like you're comfortable. Because no matter where you are, you may have three of the best players in the country, right? You may feel great about your pick a running back room, your tight end room. But if number two and number three don't see the field enough, then they're not there tomorrow. I mean, it's tough.
This is why Chip went to the NFL.
Yeah. I read an article today. I wish I remember who had it. It was one of the college football writers, you know, Ross Dellinger or Andy Staples or something. It was one of those links, and I clicked on it, and they said that, I guess back in the, like, again, let's go pre-2020, you know, to get a five-star kid on campus, you had to slip a few bucks, right, to the kid under right. the table, and that was known. It was, you know, a couple thousand bucks, and that kid would come to your school, and even if he wasn't that interested, it was still important to get five stars on your campus, and, you know, the idea that these kids are looking at your program. But they said now that, obviously, the NIL and all rules are off, they're saying that that is a legitimate recruiting cost now, is and not just five-star kids, that you have to pay to get kids on the campus. And I guess coaches, according to this article, are saying that some of the numbers are getting astronomical just to get a kid to show up on your campus. And the fear is that that number is going to keep going up. And it's like, you know, NIL is already one thing, revenue sharing, but now even if you're interested in a kid, you gotta pay just for him to come and consider you. Like I think the idea was that the coaches are fearful that this never ends.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
Until there is some sort of governing body that has the guts to say this is, you know, these are the rules that we're all going to play by. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't stop.
Well, imagine like now having to decide. You're like, hey, I think we're in on this 4 or 5-star kid, and yeah, I we're in the top three, but we really don't think we're probably the favorite for him. And yeah, we bring him on campus, we might be able to kind of, because that was the whole thing. Like with Oregon, they always say, like, you don't want Oregon to get the last crack at him. Like, you can make a big impression. But now, like, let's say if the kid's asking for 50 G's, you know, just to show up, do you have to make a decision now? Is it worth it to spend the money to try to woo the kid? Or like, hey, it's a long shot, so now you just got to pass. It's one more element to the 365 recruiting cycle. That I guess some coaches, I mean, shocking, the coaches are being like, God, it's just one more thing we have to deal with.
Well, it's the natural evolution, because high school kids are now, they all have agents.
Yeah.
Like this is beyond, like, you used to not be allowed to have an agent until you know, when you were done with your college eligibility, right? Yeah. Agent took over, negotiated there, because the agent's job is to negotiate everything that they possibly can in your best interest, right? Well, since these NIL deals are now so lucrative, the agents, and I was talking with the guy who represented me when I was playing, like, he is now signing high school kids. Oof. And bank, and that's what everybody has to do, is you have to pick a kid as a sophomore, junior in high school and start recruiting them, banking that they are going to potentially make the NFL someday, right? And so if you are signing a high school kid in the attempt to negotiate their contract with the university, well, if you're acting in their best interest, well, then you're going to handle their recruiting, their recruiting process as well, right? So if I've got a, if my agent, you know, for instance, you know, he negotiated with the Detroit Lions when I had my contract and I got drafted, but he also negotiated with EA Sports, and he also negotiated with Nike and with Levi's or whoever it is that, you know, hey, what are some other revenue sources that I could get for my client? Well, there you go. That's the next revenue source, is not just getting paid to play, but getting paid to visit. It's not going to stop until there are some sort of enforceable rules that are put in place. This is going to continue to grow and continue to, you know, they're just going to keep finding new ways to try and make these kids money.
This is our friend Joey Harrington with us each Friday, courtesy of Mods PDX. When we come back, we will wrap up this discussion. I have a perhaps unanswerable Oregon sports question for you, but if anybody can answer it, it's you. And I was thinking about it today driving in, so I'm gonna, and it pertains to this conversation, I'm gonna toss that at Joey coming up next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we're back with Joey Harrington. It is story time. Now, this is a man who is retired. You know, he's 46 years old.
Yes.
And he's retired.
He's a man of the people now.
Yeah. I mean, that must
feel... Hold on.
Yeah, you.
I thought I was 47.
I think you're 46.
Oh my God, I don't turn 47 until this year. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's retired, 46 yes. or 47. Yeah.
He's out of the rat race.
How great that must feel. I mean, imagine what Joey's life is. What is your life on a daily basis like? What is it like to be retired? And then we'll get back into our discussion.
It starts with,
I think a French press.
A fan, a giant, you know, a palm. You know, I'll have my kids fan me with a palm frond, and then go downstairs and some hand-fed grapes.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, French press, but the beans have to... what does it look like? It looks like waking up and getting the kids ready for school and then going to get a workout and then coming back and doing some foundation work till, you know, maybe call it 10 to 2-ish.
Okay.
Getting the kids from school, coming back, you know, maybe helping with homework, doing some dinner stuff. Soccer practice.
Where does the old fashion fit in? And golf? am I missing something?
The old fashion fits in right in between breakfast and the workout and nice. Golf. You know what? It's so funny. I don't play a whole lot of golf.
Don't have
as
time.
Much as I would like to. And here's why. Okay, why did I retire? Because I wanted to spend time with my kids, right? I could have been out, you know, back in Bristol, Connecticut, or calling games, or out, you know, coaching somewhere. But if I'm going to be here, I want to be here, right? I've only got, what, 6 more years and 5 more years until they're out of the house. And, you know, then there'll be time for golf, and then there'll be time for breakfast old fashions. And, you know, but as of right now, it is very, you know, it's kid centric.
Yeah. Man, that's good. It's called balance.
There you go. Perspective.
Dan Lanning.
Perspective, if you will.
So here's my unanswerable Oregon question. Where do you think Oregon athletics would be without Phil Knight?
That's a good question. That's a very good question.
It is a very good question.
It's a hard question.
Yeah.
But it's really not a hard question.
In my face.
Now, I'm going to ask a clarifying question back.
Okay.
What does without Phil Knight mean?
He doesn't exist.
Yeah, he never existed.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think it means?
I thought at the involvement, you know, the level without him contributing to the program, without if Phil Knight doesn't exist, then Nike doesn't exist. That's the route we're going.
Yeah, that's essentially
Nike is removed from the equation.
They're not in bed with Nike without him.
No.
So
no. Or let's say Phil Knight does exist, but Phil Knight ran track at Ohio State.
Yeah, it was in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
So
like he was back east somewhere.
Yeah.
So Bill Bowerman and all that happened at a different university. Or he's a big Stanford guy, right? So he's down at Stanford. He's not tied to Oregon in any way. Didn't go here. Didn't start Nike. Nike exists, all that, but it's a different university.
I think we are meddling in the bottom middle of the old Pac-10 and the Pac-12. I'm trying to, you know, I'm slow with my answer because I'm trying to think of good examples. I mean, Phil's first involvement, like first real involvement was after the Cotton Bowl. And he's like, what do you need after seeing the Rose Bowl and the Cotton Bowl? Like, what do you need to get over the top? And that was a conversation that he had with Coach Bellotti. So, I mean, think about this. In 94, they hadn't been to the Rose Bowl in, 62 years?
Yeah, something like that.
They went to the Cotton Bowl the next year in 95. And so that was really – but even those games, right, the Rose Bowl team was, were they 8-4? I mean, they only won 8 games, right? It's not like we're talking about USC and dominating the pack or Michigan, Ohio State. Like, that was the equivalent of Northwestern making it from the Big Ten, right? That was the year that Illinois went to the Rose Bowl. And so those were blips as opposed to that was the exception as opposed to the rule. So without Phil at that point, you presume that Oregon would have fallen right back into that, you know, somewhere in the middle, you know, usually kind of near the bottom state. and not just for football, but for so many other athletic programs, for so many other sports, because the rising, what is it? The rising tide raises all ships, mm-hmm. right? Phil says after those two seasons, he has a meeting with Coach Bellotti and says, what do you need to get over the top? And Coach Bellotti says, we need an indoor practice facility. All right. That's, you know, and so it would have been my redshirt freshman year. We had the Mashofsky Center was finished. All right. Then what do you need? Well, things are going well. You know, he starts investing. Then you get the stadium expansion. Okay. Well, things are going well. And now you get the uniforms. That Oregon becomes the test program for everything in the rest of the country. And as all these things build, now let me take a step back and say it was a fantastic, I don't want to say, what's the word I'm looking for? All of the pieces came together, right? Coach Bellotti hiring Chip, right? The success that we had with our senior class, you know, all those guys that said, we're going to go, screw this, we're going to go win a national championship, which, anyway, you know, you start hitting all those stepping stones that all came together because of Phil's investment in the program. So there's, I can't put a tangible, you know, this is exactly where Oregon's athletic department would be without him, but it wouldn't exist in the state that it is right now.
Yeah, because there's still good donors. It's not just Phil, but I mean, I think it's, to me, when that question was posed, I don't think you're Oregon State. I don't think you're Washington State, but I don't think you're Washington. I think you're somewhere. Nope. I think you're somewhere in the middle of all that. I think you're.
Yeah.
I think you're Arizona State, something like that. I.
But are they left out of the Power Four?
There's a real chance, yes, I believe. Hmm. Although, you know,
certainly wouldn't have been able to keep up facility wise.
Well, but so here's the thing. But does it become the Power Four without? Because you have to think what has driven these conferences to realign? Money. What has driven the money? Is this arms race of college football? We need more money. We need more money. Why? Because we're building facilities, because we're paying for uniforms. Where did that stuff? I mean, let's call a spade here. Oregon was at the forefront of that arms race,
yeah.
Right? So if there isn't an arms race in college football to build the biggest facility, to build the best locker room, to build the stadium with the most, you know, luxury suites, is there a division of conferences? I mean, or are we still sitting here with the Pac-10, the Big Ten, the Big East, the, what was it, the Big 12, the original Big 12? I mean, I don't know if we're at that point without this explosion of college football.
Yeah, it's tough to know where that would have gone, but I do tell people this, and Joey, I think you can back me up, because we're same age, so we got recruited maybe a year apart. But people can't believe me, they just weren't a thing. They weren't. Oregon's were nice. They were just starting to kind of be on the come up, but Washington sucked. Washington State's were terrible. Oregon State's were abysmal. USC's were bad. UCLA was bad. They just, they weren't. Maybe if I didn't go anywhere in the South, I didn't see any of, Alabama or anything like that, but I played at those places and I saw it and it wasn't anything to write home about. At no point in my recruitment on the West Coast, all the Pac-12 and the Big 12 schools, no one sold me on their facilities. It just wasn't. It wasn't a thing. And that wasn't that long ago. It was 1996, 97.
Well, that's exactly the time term that we're talking about.
Yeah. Right?
That was
when it changed.
That was when it started to change. And it started to change because of that conversation that Phil had with Coach Bellotti after the Cotton Bowl. What do you need? And he said, we need better facilities. Yeah. And they started with the indoor. Yeah. And that was kind of the start of it.
Well, so, I remember that was like the first one of its kind on the West Coast.
Oh my God. I genuinely wonder if we would be sitting here without the start of that arms race.
Wow. Okay. Well, good talk. Good answer. Okay.
Well,
glad
on
you got
that
to,
note.
Yeah. Glad you got to come back on the show.
You freaking bitch.
I will remember that forever.
Well, that's a nice little dismount right there.
Yeah,
we'll
is.
Talk to you
that
next week.
That sticks the landing.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye. That's Joey Harrington, courtesy of Mods PDX, and I do believe we have a new bitch drop.
Yes. Adding into the... You got to admit.
Yeah.
The chances of hearing two bitches... And one of them not being
I will
you,
not admit anything.
And back to back,
I'm
that
not,
is a
I'm not
major upset.
I think you need to take responsibility for this
hey,
listener who
I
is
am.
Upset with you.
I own it.
Okay?
I own it. I'm just
They've
saying.
They've never heard me say that.
I have a feeling when we come back at the next open, something tells me you're about to hear some.
Right. Well, find out next. Club 1080 on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
Hmm, that's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.